Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we discuss how we can bring the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives to improve our families and our relationships. Today we're going to discuss the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qahhar. Al-Qahhar means the subduer. Oftentimes when we think of our own families and particularly our children, we may think that subduing them, subduing their exuberance, subduing their enthusiasm, subduing their excitement is a way to keep them calm or a way to keep them controlled. But in reality, as we raise our children to become the strong Muslim American citizens that we want them to be, it's difficult to consistently try to subdue them, by keeping their personalities down, by pushing away what makes them individuals. There is a way for us to help our children develop their individual qualities, their individual characteristics, while still teaching them to love their deen and to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This concept of subduing often comes into play with our spouses as well. Many times there are situations where, as a, you know, in a humorous manner, as a joke, a husband may say something like, oh, well, you know, I have to ask the boss, in reference to their wife, or I can't do anything without the boss's permission, and jokingly referring to the wife often. But in reality, that joke can sometimes have an undercurrent of truth in there, or a perceived truth. When a husband in a relationship feels that the wife is subduing who he is or what his interactions are, it can cause resentment to build up. The same goes for the wife. If the husband tries to subdue a wife and tries to keep her from becoming who she is, from seeking out her interests, from supporting her, then also this can cause resentment to grow in the marriage. So as we continue to delve into understanding the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's important for us to note that many of the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for Allah alone. And Al-Qahhar is one of those names. He is the subduer. He is the one that we submit to. He is the one who loves us more than we even love ourselves, more than our mothers, our fathers, or even our spouses love us. And so He is the one that we submit to. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us all, strengthens our families, continues to connect us, and allows us to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. Assalamu alaikum.